Nancy Swider Peltz was just a natural athlete. She ran track in high school, she swam in college, and then became an Olympic and world record speed skater. She was the first ever American woman to qualify for not one, not two, not three, wait for it now, but four Winter Olympics. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to give securely, safely, and quickly at WWIB.com to help keep the show on the air. Nancy Swider Peltz will soon be retirement age, but she's far from becoming a couch potato. She is still coaching Olympic hopefuls in speed skating. She is with me today on the show. So, Nancy, some of our sports and commentary listeners may not be familiar with your very impressive speed skating resume. Bring them up to speed, will you?
Most significantly, to just keep it concise here, I did make four Olympic teams starting in 1976. I never intended to go for four. It happened just because as I went on, I realized that, hey, maybe I could make another one. I went to school, I got married, I had a kid. So a lot of things happened in between all of those four. My daughter was 1 year old when I made my fourth Olympic team. And then, interestingly, I'll jump to my eighth Olympic trials and her first Olympic trials. We raced against each other. And then after her first Olympic trials, she then made, 8 years later, her first Olympic team. So my daughter made an Olympic team. And then my son actually made the Olympic team 2 years ago. And in a very, very, very disappointing, and to this day still is kind of affecting my sons in my life. And they did not put him on the Olympic team. Now, going back, I did set two world records in 1976 and 1980, and probably I consider one of the more interesting things that happened in my life in speed skating was, as I had said, in 2002, I raced against my daughter in the first race of the Olympic trials, and we were paired together, and I went to the line and then stood up, went over, gave her a kiss, and that kind of disturbed her from her race. Anyways, and in addition to that being one of the more memorable times of my speed skating career, aside from having made those Olympic teams, was having coached my son as well.
Yeah, your son Jeffrey and your daughter Nancy Jr. Tell me more about that time where you lined up against your 14-year-old daughter in competition. I know that you are an incredible competitor, but after all, this is your daughter. I mean, did you just say to yourself, I don't care who's lined up against me, I just want to be first to the finish line, or what?
Well, you know what? I'm kind of a funny competitor. When I am prepared and ready for something, and that is my goal, I will be super competitive. But when I have not necessarily prepared or it's not real important to me, I'm not that crazy. Now, I can't really recall what I was thinking on the line. I think I was more concerned about her doing well, knowing that she had the goals of making Olympic teams. So that kind of was my thought. I think, to tell you the truth, I wanted to look okay and not look my age.
Just didn't want to fall and embarrass yourself, huh?
Well, no, not the falling. It's just that I wanted to look a little quick. You know, I wanted to look like I was, you know, pretty competitive. But you know what? I was only 45, relatively speaking. I know in the speed skating world, 45 is considered, well, people don't make Olympic teams at 45, not in at least anaerobic threshold sports like our sport is. People make Olympic teams, of course, in curling at the age of, I don't know, what were those guys, 50, 55, 60 maybe. So, you know, it depends on what the sport is. And in life, generally speaking, and this is the way I work too, I either work super hard or I'm super lazy. So I'm either really competitive because I'm prepared or I am absolutely not competitive.
Okay. Well, 2010, the Olympics are in Vancouver, Canada, and your daughter Nancy Jr. makes the team, and she's part of the USA Pursuit team. that knocked out the favored Canadians up there in Vancouver. You were there watching her. Tell me about that. That had to be a thrill for you.
Yeah, it was. It was an amazing race. Probably, if they had to select the biggest upset of the 2010 Olympics, it was that, because the Canadian girls were hands down expected to win. And they jumbled their skaters differently for the different races, and they made a mistake. They never planned on the American girls doing that. And Nancy was in the first heat. There's three races. There's four girls on the team. All four girls have to race at some point to win a medal. It's only three races. Only those three will get the medal. Nancy and team raced two of the first two races, and then the coach, unfortunately and very unfairly, put his skater in for the third race, even though she was not doing well. And that is what eliminated them from their third spot, because after that great race of having beaten the Canadians, they had two more heats, and in that last heat, or the final race, they did not have, Nancy was taken out to put in another girl in hopes to get her the medal, but she was not good.
All right, Hall of Fame member and four-time Olympic speed skater Nancy Swider-Peltz, the other end of the phone connection today for sports and commentary. And let's plan on getting together again with you and visit about your family lineage in the sport with your daughter and your son, both competing for the Olympic team, and yourself. And talk about where things are with the U.S. Speed Skating Association, in your opinion, for Team USA. Nancy, thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you, Greg.